Welcome back to Native Solidarity News. We were just listening to an interview with Kathy Reynolds, conducted by myself and Elena Brown from the Dykes on Mics. The music we heard was by Joanne Shenandoah, the Six Nations Women Singers, and La Tigra. We're joined on the line by Lena Ayoub from the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Thank you for speaking with us today, Lena.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Would you mind giving just a quick or an update about you said that there was another challenge to their marriage certificate?
That's correct. Shortly after we prevailed in our motion to dismiss the second lawsuit filed against Don McKinley and Kathy Reynolds, that suit was filed by various members of the Tribal Council. Another petition for declaratory judgment was filed. This is the third petition that's been filed against Kathy and Don seeking to invalidate their marriage. This petition was filed by the court administrator of the Cherokee Nation Court. She has the official duty of administering the court clerks, which their responsibility, they are responsible for filing, issuing and filing marriage certificates with the Cherokee Nation District Court.
And on what...
So this case...
Excuse me.
Sorry, this case is currently pending before the Judicial Appeals Tribunal, and we will be filing a motion to dismiss this petition, arguing that the petitioner, the court administrator, does not have standing to bring this suit, and furthermore that the petition, even if she did have standing, the petition is not ripe for review, specifically that no attempt yet has been made to file the marriage certificate with the district court following the last two dismissals of challenges trying to invalidate their marriage.
So you're saying that the court administrator is trying to invalidate a form that hasn't even been applied yet?
Well, the court administrator is doing two things. She's seeking a declaratory judgment. She seeks from the court instructing her on how to direct the court clerk to treat the certificate of marriage issued to Don and Kathy. Meaning specifically, she wants to know whether the court clerks must file an application if and when it is presented to the court for filing. Registration of the marriage certificate with the Cherokee Nation District Court is the final step to be taken in terms of registering your certificate or registering your marriage with the Cherokee Nation. And so she wants to know whether she must instruct the clerks to accept the marriage certificate. But furthermore, she's also seeking a declaratory judgment by the court invalidating their marriage and the certificate that was previously issued by the court clerk for the district court in spring of 2004. In seeking to invalidate their marriage, she's arguing that marriages between same-sex couples are contrary to the Cherokee Nation law, culture, tradition, and history.
The previous rulings in this case have been that the parties involved won't be themselves harmed in any way by the filing of this application. Is there any chance that things will be different this time around?
No. Similar arguments are being made in our motion to dismiss this case, that the court requirements for standing to bring a lawsuit are clear, that the petitioner needs to demonstrate a personal injury or that they're personally harmed or affected by the challenge that they're bringing. And regardless of the court administrator's position, she still cannot satisfy the standing requirements of this court. She cannot demonstrate that she's being personally harmed or affected by some hypothetical possibility that Don and Kathy may file their marriage certificate with the court. So we believe that the proper action of the court would be to indeed dismiss this case for similar reasons to the prior two dismissals.
Is there Are Kathy and Don asking for people to write letters or to get in contact with people to voice their support in any way?
No, they haven't been doing that. There has been a lot of support that has been extended to them in this case, but really what we're doing right now is we're using the law of the Cherokee Nation and making analogies to Oklahoma state law and federal law where appropriate, and as well as other tribal of other nations' law, and really using the law to dismiss this petition based on procedural grounds. So in terms of support right now, that, you know, we're not really addressing the merits of whether marriages between same-sex couples are consistent with Cherokee Nation law, tradition, culture, history. We're just not at that point right now.
Okay. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. For more information, people can visit the NCLR website.
Yes, that's correct. It's www.nclrights.org.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Lena Yoop from the National Center for Lesbian Rights. All the best with the ongoing processes.
Thank you so much.